The media is also a business. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Amanda Loates, media studies professor at the University of Michigan, discusses this statement.
There has been a lot of discussion about the media in recent months. The media are an easy scapegoat for social ills, but the media doesn't exist any more than the government, the church, or any other incredibly large sector so vast and varied as to make claims about it meaningless. The media include local radio stations, film studios, and television channels, but they do, for the most part, have something in common. In the U.S., the media are businesses. When we are upset with the media, it is almost always because they are doing what they are meant to do, acting like businesses that succeed by making money. The most likely answer to why you see, hear, or read anything from a media outlet is that an editor or producer believed that this content would help the outlet make money. Most U.S. media rely, either fully or in part, on advertising revenue. Success for advertiser-supported media is measured in the number of listeners, viewers, or readers drawn by media content, and whose attention is then sold to advertisers. Much of what attracts our attention does not make us smarter, better informed, or better people. In many cases, we are most attracted to things that speak to our fear, reinforce our outrage, or amuse us. To have media that instead aim to investigate or illuminate, they mustn't foremost be businesses based on selling our attention. Public service media don't measure success by gathering the most eyeballs, but by fulfilling a mission, which, for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, is to provide programs and services that inform, educate, enlighten, inform civil discourse, and encourage the development of content that involves creative risks and that addresses the need of unserved and underserved audiences. As with so many aspects of modern life, we get what we pay for.
That was Amanda Loates of the University of Michigan. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.